grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in. Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Chris Fowley, welcome back to the BFM studio.
Kia ora, good afternoon.
Full fidelity, Chris Fowley.
In stereo.
You've trekked all the way down from K Road, the Hempster, of course, up on K Road. How's the temp out there, mate?
It's sweltering, I've got to say. Mm-hmm. Oh, I wish I was on a force field of...
Someone fanning you.
It's nice in here, mate.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Rick Breeze does a good job of keeping the temp... sort of nice and even, a nice flat 18 or something like that.
The optimum for human experience.
How's things been on K Road the last couple of days since we're sort of slowly creeping back to some sort of normality?
Yeah. Well, it almost feels like saying a happy new year to everyone, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of... there's a lot more people around and you know, doing a bit of Christmas shopping and stuff.
Yeah.
So it feels like a bit of back to normal, and we haven't had any issues with people not understanding the new rules and stuff. So it's all
been nice, smooth sailing.
Yeah,
excellent. Now, I mean, what's happening in the news? Where are we starting this week with cannabis law reform and cannabis news and cannabis everything, mate?
Yep, that's right. Well, we've got to mark a milestone this week. The first cannabis flower, as it's called these days, bud. Sticky bud. This is where we reel off some names. Normally in journalism, you go ganja, hooch, weed, and you just have a whole lot of names.
Chiba,
whatever you call it, it's now available.
Yeah.
But it's Aussie weed, but hey, it's weed. So this is the first cannabis flower to be approved under New Zealand's medical cannabis scheme. So up to date, we've had various oils that you put under your tongue and different ratios of cannabinoids, but kind of all the same format, you know what I mean? And this is the first time the flower's been approved. It's from a company called ANTG, Australia Natural something. Natural Therapeutics
From
Group,
Byron
maybe?
Bay.
Something like, from Byron Bay. And they've hooked up with a local crew called Nubu. Nubu was Mark Dye, formerly of TV something or other. On a little media segment, we should really know these things. I think it was Treasure Island, was it? What did he front? He did something a while back. Old Mark Dyson, now he's doing the medical cannabis company. He's been bringing in some oils for a while and under the old rules. And good on him. Here we have the first flower available to patients. So I hear it's available now, and you just go to your doctor and get it prescribed, and away you go. And I'm not sure the price before you ask. And the interesting thing is the way it's got approved is it's a tea. It's not for smoking or vaping. In fact, not approved for inhalation. People may do that, but that's not what it's approved. The reason being is we have these super strict rules, strictest in the world when it comes to microbial limits.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's been able to get approved. And they've managed to just come up with a new interpretation and credit all around for doing it. Bit of a pity they couldn't have done this from the beginning, because they actually told us, you know, specifically, no, it will stay this way. And but good on them, they've revisited it and they've kind of gone, well, if you applied for approval as a tea, we would maybe look at that. So it just shows that there's a lot of room on the interpretation of mm-hmm. these rules by the regulators, you know. But good on them for doing that, I think. So finally there's a tea, but it's a flower is available if people want it.
How does it just come in a tea bag and you soak it in some hot water?
I think it's in 10 gram bags.
Yeah.
It's a big tea bag. But just a bag, I think. Yeah. There'd be loose leaf tea, wouldn't it? Put it in the teapot.
Loose leaf tea.
Interesting thing is, of course, it is a very traditional use of cannabis, mm-hmm. and particularly for women using it as menstrual pains, very good for that.
Yes.
And here in New Zealand, with Suzanne Aubert back in those days, Mother Aubert, that's one of the main ways that people would have it. Just literally stick a bud in some boiling water, and mm-hmm. away you go.
Okay. So THC and CBD are water soluble.
Well, partly. partly, yeah. Everything's got various amounts of bioavailability and things, yeah, even smoking. So even though you don't get all of it by chucking in some water, you don't get all of it if you smoke it or vape or bake it either. So.
I hear you. Okay, awesome. I mean, that's cool. So I can head to my doctor and it is available.
Right on. That's exactly right. As of Monday this week, I believe. So get in there.
Nice. Now,
Come and show me some if you get some. I'd be keen to have a look.
Do you know what? Does it have a name, a strand? Is it a particular strand of cannabis?
It's called Eve, is what they're calling
Eve.
It.
Eve.
I'm not sure what it is in reality. Whether that is a fully unique breed or just mm-hmm. something they've renamed. But that's the one, Eve. And you can have your tea anywhere. Is the other thing. Once you've got your prescription for your cannabis tea, mm-hmm. you can enjoy a cup of tea whenever, yeah. whenever and wherever you want.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Now, what's next, Chris?
That probably leads us to the qualification, is that you might get in trouble driving.
Yes.
But of course, our laws here, as we've discussed, the existing one and the new one that's coming, and it does have a little defence for if you've been prescribed it.
Yeah.
That's like a defence, you know. You've already been busted. You're off to court.
Yeah.
You get to say, "Hang on, I had a prescription." Because one of the interesting things that's come out this week, there's always lots of studies. In fact, Normal in the States put out a report themselves, a report on the reports. And what they reported was that there was more reports and more studies on cannabis last year or this current year. In fact, this current year than any previous year. So mm-hmm. already so far this year, more published studies than ever before.
Is that because of it becoming widely available in the US, people just doing more research?
Yeah, yeah. And for all these places where it's legal, and also you don't just have to get this crap, basically hemp, off the US government, which has been all research to date, just letting you all in on a little secret. Every study in North America can only use hemp grown by the University of Mississippi, supplied mm-hmm. by NIDA, part of the federal government. It's the only way you can get approval to do the study. And it's old Kentucky ditchweed. I've seen it. It's awful. They supply it to a few patients over
ditchweed.
In America. Yeah, and it's terrible. Anyway, it really is hemp. And so it brings me to the study that was done in Switzerland, actually, where hemp is legal to be smoked. So you can go into a supermarket, in fact, you can go into a gas station, a dairy. I believe it's in Italy and parts of Germany too, Austria maybe, certainly Switzerland as well, and under 1% THC and whatever you want in the CBD department, and that's just go in and buy it. So they thought, right, let's do a study on this and see what effect this has on driving,
mm-hmm.
right? So they gave all these people... And the study's interesting to read, just to see how they do these standardized joints with their bits of tobacco and their joint rolling machine supplied mm-hmm. from Amsterdam and all this sort of stuff. And what they found was no impairing effect, which you think, okay, I wouldn't expect
not
it. Just psychoactive,
from CBD. Not impaired.
Yeah, but the THC in this hemp, as I say, under 1%, it's hemp, you're not going to feel anything, there's no psychoactive effect. That amount of THC was enough to put everyone over the limit, every single one of them. Right.
And, are you talking about a driving driving test?
Well, what they did was they did the touch the nose, walk the line, estimate 30 seconds, the same test we do here.
Yes.
Right. And then they also did the blood tests. And then they also did a bunch of ones where you're pressing buttons and doing simulations and response. They did one where they induce stress mm-hmm. and they keep making it harder and harder and harder until you can't do anymore. So there was a whole bunch of tests, right, that they got them to do, in addition to the standard driving one mm-hmm. a policeman or police officer would get you to do. No one had any kind of impairment.
Okay.
Right? No detectable level or thing that they could find. And yet all of them, by just consuming this hemp, smoking a hemp joint, they're all over the limit.
Like failed a roadside drug test, the actual saliva test.
The blood test. And what they had was levels going from 6 to 102 an hour after smoking this hemp joint.
Yeah.
This is THC.
Yeah.
6 nanograms to 102. Our level in New Zealand will be 1 nanogram to have a fine, or 3 nanograms to have a criminal record and off to being arrested for the night. Right? And these guys, every single one of them, they had one hemp joint.
Yeah.
tested between 6 and 102, right?
Oh
and
God.
Then they point out in the study that another study did a similar thing and they got levels of 200 and something on their one, right?
It's so, normal banging at the government's doors saying well, that this is
we're
like...
We're doing it right now, mate.
This is just a load of bollocks. Why is the level so low?
It is incredible. We can't work it out. It seems they've just gone for
It seems like they're going to just catch every single person.
Yeah, you know? Just what they're doing in Australia, it seems. They're just going for what's available and they can get them off the same supplier or something like that. But, I would urge everyone, because in fact, you know, this is going to affect a lot of people, because it's not just one of the downsides when you don't actually target impairment, but you end up inadvertently just catching kind of anyone that's consumed cannabis
had
recently.
Some cannabis a couple of days ago.
Or even some hemp recently.
Yeah.
You know, then the police aren't doing other things. You know, for every driver that they're busy with getting to walk the line, and these tests took 45 minutes to do, right? 42 to 48 minutes in this thing. This is what it took them to do. So every cop plus their buddy that's watching you do this, they're letting all these other, you know, the drunk drivers or the meth heads or whatever, right? The violent people, the burglars. So this all comes at an opportunity cost of what we're going to be asking the police to do. And when you think, well, 15% of the population consume cannabis, they're all just going to be triggering these tests. So you pull over 100 drivers, 15 of them are just going to get done.
That's capacity for...
Well, that's 30 cops off the beat for the next few hours to process those people, you know. So
does it all come
at an opportunity cost, no matter what you think about the safety aspects of it.
Have the police said anything? Are they happy with what the government tells them to do? Would they go,
Seems like this is a waste of
police time?
No, I haven't heard anything like that. Yeah, I mean, they kind of kicked it to this committee of experts to come up with a plan, and it was supposed to be based on impairment, and they came back and said, oh, we couldn't work that out, so we're just going to go with these tests that they do in Aussie.
Is there anything that we can do at this stage of the game, Chris Fowley?
Contact your MP, I'd say Michael Wood, the Minister of Transport, anyone kind of senior in the government.
Does Normal have any sort of form on their website which I can copy and paste and just go, look, hey, I've, you know, like a one-liner going like, this is a load of shit?
That's a good one right there. You could be a little politer, but that's the gist of it. That's the gist. That's the essence of the message. No, we haven't. I would just say something like that. Hey, I hear you're doing this thing that's just going to catch a whole lot of people that aren't impaired.
Yeah.
And what the hell's up with that? You know, we didn't have this referendum that was so close in that just for you to turn around and this is your next response.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. What else? What's next, Chris Fowley?
That was kind of... Oh, no, actually, so on a related topic, in fact, another paper that came out this week, and it was the funky scientist right from right here, Auckland University.
Great moustache.
Great moustache. It is Movember, or was. He's probably got it all the time, though,
right? I think he just rocks it 24/7,
right?
Yeah.
Excuse me if I've got your name wrong. Joel Rindlob? Is that how you say it?
Joel Rindlob.
Rindlob.
Who knows?
Shall we put an accent
He
on
has
there?
Been on the show before. And
you
I should
know.
Then. I should know.
So he's got a new paper out discussing testing for cannabis and or for impairment and the strengths and weaknesses of the various methods and the various behavioural ones as well as the sort of lab methods and some of the among some of their conclusions that they point out. And what's interesting, I guess, is anything that's local like this. There's a local scientist publishing a paper. You know the government's going to be paying attention to this. Well, I'd like to hope so. They correctly observe that recent use doesn't actually necessarily mean impairment and that the numbers don't necessarily directly correlate anyway. No matter what kind of number you pick, it doesn't necessarily actually correlate.
So this is hard fact, published science, peer-reviewed.
That's right. And he's doing a literature review in it, sort of looking at all the other studies.
Yeah.
But he's also observing that testing positive for THC in your oral fluid does not necessarily mean recent use. And that's, of course, what this other one is coming up with, too. There you go.
Goodness me.
Goodness.
Okay, all right.
On to some good news. I'm trying to think of some. K Road, next week... there's a bit of a thing going on to help people come back and do some Christmas shopping. I hear there's going to be some people going around, performy types with a Wheel of Fortune. This is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I think, next weekend. And Wheel of Fortune, you spin the wheel, you get free stuff. That's pretty cool.
Up there on K Road.
Up there on K Road.
Of course, home to the hemp store.
Yeah, and you might even win some Hemp Store free stuff on that Wheel of Fortune.
If we're going to plug the Hemp Store, just quickly, Chris Valley, for your hard work that you do in the cannabis law reform world. I mean, what's new up there?
What is new? We get kind of stuff all the time, to be honest. We just had a huge amount of synthetic pee come in, if anyone needs that. But we've got a few little stash things and some hygiene products that are very good for this current day and age.
Yes.
You know, like mouthpiecey things that mean you don't share germs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of good little gifts for the smoker in your life.
Yeah, nice.
Rolling trays are big this year.
T-shirts, clothes, books.
Little hemp body care gift sets and things.
Yeah. I've been loving the hemp, extract capsules I've been getting from there, the vitamin E ones, those ones, so good.
25% off the hemp foods. There you go. You've reminded me. Thank you very much.
All right.
25% off.
Head on up to the Hemp Store, everyone, for those Christmas gifts, mate. Easy Christmas gifts.
No sausages.
Cheers, brother.
Let's do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.